Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our campfire. Push that chair in real close or roll that log up closer to the fire. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee. Hey, this is your host, handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Coming to you from the Missouri Ozarks from Turkey Camp in an undisclosed location. Been quite the turkey season so far. As you all know, I started out in Hawaii in March and then went to Oklahoma, western Oklahoma. During the first week of Missouri season, I was out in Oklahoma. I missed that first week. And now we're back and we're doing a little media hunt here in the Ozarks with the Holland Shads, which is Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Got a great group coming in. The official hunt starts tomorrow with everybody meeting, and we hunt Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But we started the hunt a little earlier down here with Brother Marty and my super editor of Midwest Outdoors Magazine, Mr. Mark Strand. And, of course, we've got Tiny Tim down here with us. Chelsovic, our thinking, talking woodsman dude. been a little under the weather. Every spring I seem to get it. I'm beginning to think it's something that I'm going to have every year in the spring. But I'm much better now. Once I got home and got some medication. Rain's not a good thing. Rain's tough. Boy, Thursday, wow. One of the things you can do is hunt from a blind, and that's what we do. We've got blinds up in case of rain where you can get in and get out of the weather because it's turkey season. The turkeys are out there, and they don't go home. They live there, so you can still hunt them. We got a couple great setups for our media guys with blinds. We have several different forearms and locations we're using. Of course, we're hunting Devil's Backbone for most of the media hunt. A couple great cabins we're staying in and a lot of good food and great people. If you ever get the opportunity, just look up Devil's Backbone Outfitters and take a look. These are real people, good people. They're family. It's not like you're hunting with somebody as an outfitter. You're hunting with your family. They're just really good people. And, of course, the Missouri Ozarks is absolutely beautiful. Another thing you need to realize and do, and I've seen some of this week, don't be driving your trucks off in these swollen streams and crossings, low water bridge crossings, because you have four-wheel drive. That's not going to help you if it floods and turns over and goes down the river. Be careful out there and, you know, watch out for lightning and things like that if we get some of that. You know, rain's not a good thing. Wind is real bad, as always sucks. But, you know, turkey hunting's been good. You know, I talked to a lot of turkey hunters for the first week when I didn't get to hunt, and these beautiful mornings and wasn't hearing any gobbling. Wasn't much going on. But I did get a text this morning from 5 pounds of possum on his hunt, and he's done very well. And we're going to, Batty G's going to get a hold of him in a minute back at the studio and get a hold of him and transfer him down here to us so we can talk to him about his hunt this morning and see what's going on with him. We're going to have a great show. I got a lot of great information in this show. We're going to do a lot of calling, a lot of teaching, a lot of seminar segments, a lot of real turkey hunts, live turkey hunts, and some vocalizations of hens, gobblers, roosts, all kinds of, you know, it's a turkey show. It's turkey season. It's a turkey show, so we're going to be doing lots of turkey stuff. I do have one hunt here I'm going to play for you real quick. It is a setup where we roosted a bird, got in extremely tight, like I teach, and right up on the roost, and set up where he flew up the night before and called. And we're going to play that for you here in just a minute. And then we're going to run down and grab Ralph while he's trying to get a hold of him on the phone. Got a message from that, and talk about him. So with that, let's listen to some. This is a setup where he went out in Ozark Ridge, roosted a turkey, watched the direction he flew up from, got in tight, found the setup the evening before, left him gobbling in the tree, and then got tight in the morning, right on the turkey, and called. Here we go. Saturday morning. Here we are, turkey season in Missouri, and on the line we went out to our roving reporter. 5 pounds of possum is out on a turkey hunt. We're going to run out and grab Ralph in the middle of the hunt. Hey, Ralph, I understand you did something a little early this morning.
Yeah, 6:10. That's pretty early. I lowered the boom.
So you killed
another turkey, hit the dirt.
That's pretty early. Come right in off the roost?
Right off the roost. We got within, 50 yards or less of him on the roost. I knew he's on this hill somewhere, and the guide here's trying to take the credit for it.
Of course.
He's my head chief and scout, Doug. And we knew he's on this ridge, and we hunt this ridge a lot. I'm less than a mile from my house.
Okay.
And kind of play between my house and his house, so we kind of keep track of these birds up here. And we got up the hill. Before we got up the hill, I thought we'd better check him, and I hooted, and nothing gobbled. It's pretty dark yet. We got up the top of the hill, and there's a ridge road runs across, all the way across one and another, and we didn't know which end he was on this morning. Sometimes he's on the north end, sometimes the south. And so we got up to this little opening up here before that road goes in, and I went, and he went, and he probably wasn't 40, 50 yards right there, just kind of blow us in the woods a little bit. I said, whoops, we're not going no farther. We're sitting right down here before we bump him. Sit right down. He gobbled good on the roost. We heard, he come right. Yeah, he put one hen decoy out in the edge of the field. And, gosh, you could hear turkeys gobble for a mile this morning. And everywhere, an old peacock over the hill down the Osage River bottoms hollering. And turkeys gobbled at everything this morning. And I just used my little slate call and did some tree yelps and clucks and a few purrs. And we heard him fly down just plain as day. That's how close we were. And then I hit the call as soon as he flew down. He gobbled right back, gobbled all the way in, came up as soon as he saw the decoy went into a strut. And I said, that's close enough. Boom. So he's dead right there at 6'10". So
awesome.
It was good. It was classic. It was awesome. He's a nice 20-pounder with an inch and an eighth spurs and a 10-inch beard.
That's a great bird.
And he gave us the whole show and did a lot of gobbling right there in our face. It's hard to beat an experience like that. Yeah. It never gets old.
Never gets old.
You know, it's 1960 when I started, and, you know, every time is like the first time.
That's so cool. So cool.
All body function went out of control.
Yeah, like, slow down your breathing, you'll miss.
I thought he was
going to
have a baby.
Oh, my. You guys going to go after another one?
He's got one right behind his house, and we heard it gobble again just a minute or two ago. He wants to commit suicide, I think. So we're going to go try him, because I had him gobbling at 8:30 and 9:30 one morning. And he's still gobbling over there. We can hear him from this ridge. Maybe if he wants to come up and get shot, we'll give him the opportunity.
All right, guys. Thank you for that field report.
You know, you don't want to fill those tags too soon. You need to kind of make them last. Three weeks. You can enjoy it for 3 weeks. So we're planning on doing that every morning.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for that field report. That's awesome. Good luck on that next turkey. And wanted to get you on when I got the text this morning saying that you just had one down. That's right. All right. We need to get off here. Thanks a lot, Ralph, for that report. Congratulations on your turkey.
Thanks a lot. It was great.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye. We need to take a break. We need to pay some bills. So we'll see you all on the other side.